Whitney. You're listening to In Defense of Humanity, and tonight we're talking about the corporate beast. And if you've just tuned in, my website is anticorruptionsociety.com. We will be taking calls. Anyone wants to call in and comment on the corporate beast and the legal system that created it and that keeps giving it more power. These justices are lawyers. I have no idea what they were thinking when they did that. It blows my mind that that decision came down from the Supreme Court. If you would like to call in, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 1-800-313-9443. So when we talk about Monsanto, we blame Monsanto. When we talk about things, we blame the corporation that is making money off of this Franken-science. And we don't talk about who gave them permission to do it. And so I'm going to give you the names of the five justices who gave them permission to create Franken-science. And I think everybody in the planet should know the name of these five men. Truthfully, we can lay the whole nightmare of all GMO products at their feet. It was their decision in 1980. And here are their names. Warren E. Burger, Potter Stewart, Harry A. Blackman, William H. Rehnquist, and John Paul Stevens. I don't care if they were liberal or conservative, it matters not to me. These five men are the ones responsible for Monsanto's GMO that so many people are working so hard to stop. These five men, it was their decision to allow it. 1980, unbeknownst to the rest of us, they quietly opened the floodgates for what can best be termed as Franken-science. And they're not stopped. You know, they're collecting the DNA. My concern is, and I don't have any way, I'm just going to share you my concern, is that if they're collecting the baby's DNA and storing it, then you have the certificate of live birth that the mother signs, and they create the straw man. The artificial person is created by this certificate of live birth. Okay? Now, my biggest concern is if they decide they don't need our signature anymore, they're just going to use our DNA. Anytime we go anywhere or do anything, our DNA will be identified and matched up with our social security number, our straw man, and they will attempt to call that our consent. That's my concern. Right now, when I go into the store, there are many things I purchase that they don't want me to sign for. And when I sign on these little pads, you can sign anything you want. I just put a little scribble line and it accepts it. So we've already gone past just by this electronic system that we put in place. We've already passed up our opportunity to evaluate, make a decision, and sign our name and restrict our signature. Just by the way they're setting up this high-tech credit card microchip system. So we need to wake up and be aware that this thing is rolling along. I'm not sure we can stop it, but we certainly can't stop it if we don't even know it's happening. Now they've got microchips in our credit cards, and it won't be long before it's going to be a cashless society. That means that you will not be asked to sign. The presumptions will just increase that you agreed to all the terms and conditions. Right now, when you go on a website, we had a show on that, and we had a computer wizard on explaining it. You go on a website like Whole Foods, and just visiting the website, the presumption is that you are giving permission and your consent to share all your information, and people don't even know it. Now, who allowed that? How did that happen? attorneys, sorry folks, attorneys, there was a bunch of attorneys who got together and decided that that's what was going to be legal. So again, who is controlling what is legal and what is illegal ultimately controls everything. And they're doing so behind the scenes, so we don't even realize a bunch of bar attorneys are controlling civilization. Okay, we have a caller from Iowa. Fred, how are you tonight?
Oh, extremely joyful. I slept most of the day and got up. Anyhow, I haven't been calling in the RBN practically for 3 or 4 months much, you know, and I tee a lot of people off. And I listen to, through the week, RBN. I'm going to discuss it, put it mildly. And I'm starting to listen on the weekend, and my God, that's changed my attitude again. And not to be a flatterer, but your program, as an individual program, whether program, is enlightening and truthful. And a spiritual, not spirituality. But anyhow.
Well, thank you. That's a nice compliment, Fred. Thank you.
Yeah. This is going to sound so basic. And I always talk about getting to the bottom line, Okay. The only way man on earth is going to succeed is who he chooses to worship, whether he wants to worship the Creator or he wants to worship the created. There was a war in heaven before this earth was brought into being between God, the Creator, Christ, and Lucifer, the most gifted, lighted, intelligent, beautiful angel. He was created. And the only way that you're going to understand to make a choice of between the Creator and the created is the Word, the Bible. That's it. And with that, if you believe in the Creator and understand and try to keep His laws, then if you keep His laws, you do not sin. But as Christ said, love your neighbor as yourself. And there has been so much anger in me for the last 10 or so years. But I have been an ignorant ass most of my adult life. And to start to look into your own being, your own self, is only through the word of the Creator. The only way.
Well, you know, I'll tell you. One thing that I also like to add, and I appreciate your point of view, but another way to look at it that shouldn't be in conflict with your point of view, I don't think it will at all, is the golden rule. Almost all religions have a version of the golden rule that tells us that we should treat each other with the kind of love and respect that we want to be treated with. And so if people are kind of confused of how to live their life, Fred, I'd recommend that's simple to understand. I recommend at least they could start there, and that would help bring back this kind nature that we're so capable of, which seems to be sitting on the shelf right now, don't you think?
Hey, honey, you're giving me a great deal of help. You know, usually I make a short statements and I get off the air. But here's the problem of this one little Fred in Iowa is I don't practice what I preach. And I believe that I have been given more light than most people. So therefore, I'm held to a higher standard. Mm-hmm. People live up, how they are judged is they're living up to the light that they have been given. And I have been given, I believe, a shade more light than the average person. But I am not living up to that light. So that makes me a phony, a hypocrite. And I all I can see is anger, because where I lost my toleration, you know, I forget the fact of how ignorant, how stupid, how egotistical, how prideful I am. I'm just a little pile of manure.
Oh, but no. You know what, Fred? I think that we have to understand and forgive ourselves as we try to improve ourselves, because if you ever really sat down and looked at the world you were born into and the bad information you were given almost your entire life, and now you're trying to find a path that you know you're worthy of, and I'm not sure that you should blame yourself, Fred. Look at what you've been exposed to and didn't even know it. We have all been under mind control. We've all been brainwashed, whether we liked it or not. Now we're just waking up. I think
honey,
should be gentle to yourself.
Bless your heart, honey. What you said to me is fact and truth. And I would like to convey that to other people. And then I go and punish and damage myself. Christ, the Creator, loves me. He loves me. He wants me in eternity. He wants you. He wants everybody. You can say Hitler and all of them, but there's people that are, I guess, that are past that will never make it. I hope and pray, and I think that I'm in the remnant, but as you last said, if I lose sight and realizing there is mitigating circumstances to my life and everyone on earth, well, devil can take control again. And therefore, I have got to cultivate this feeling and this action of love to my fellow man. And I've had a whole day of all the torment and the tremendous anger and what's the word I use all the time? Not disillusion, but disgust. Disgust. But I should not lose sight of, even though we've all had the mitigating circumstances, I'm going to use that term, that word, that I have to, how do I say this, forgive myself and don't be led by the devil that I am so bad, I am so horrendous, that I'm unworthy to be saved. Well, that couldn't be farther from the truth.
Right, and know what, Fred, I heard a guy talk about this, and this might also speak to you, and it was wonderful. He defined two kinds of guilt, toxic guilt and legitimate guilt. And legitimate guilt is the guilt that you have when you did something intentionally to hurt someone, okay? Or how about you did something that you didn't really mean to do, but it actually caused harm? Well, legitimate guilt you can deal with. You can apologize and you can compensate for whatever harm you might have caused. You can identify a legitimate guilt. You can always apologize. They won't always forgive you, but you can offer the apology, and you can try to make up to them whatever harm or damage you cause. Now, toxic guilt, which is the thing that so many of us carry around, and that is when we feel guilty about things, not knowing this, not being aware of something, We feel, oh, I should have known that. Well, how could you know something you didn't know? Do you see the difference? Toxic guilt just causes us to beat ourselves up, and it's not warranted. That's when I'm trying to get people to understand the distinction. It's toxic to us.
Well, usually I don't go on to a long conversation, but you're so helpful, and I can dialogue, and we're on the same picture. You are saying the things that I want to say, and I don't say, but here is legitimate wrongs that we can that we have done and known about. And what we can do about that is this. And it's just what it says. Repent. Repent. Turn around. Don't do it no more. If you have the chance to apologize to a friend, a neighbor, a loved one, your fellow man, right, do it, you know, whether it's accepted or not. But you brought up a very legitimate thing. Through the manipulation of the created devil through history has got man into, what was the, how you termed it, where you don't have the light you don't consider yourself worthy.
Toxic guilt.
But we're also damned filled with toxic. And what frustrates me with, I could pick on RBN alone, you know, but they just go on the same toxic points over and over and over again. And like your show, you go through the point over and over again, which they're correct. But the thing is the solution
right,
is... it's love in the end. And I am telling you, the only way there can be love is through a free choice, free will. And God, our Creator, wants to be love, but He don't want it from automatons. He wants them to love Him for Himself, but it's by His criteria. Anyhow, I've taken long enough... great show, great Gail, and anyhow, my day has been joyful because I'm finally getting to the point where I feel free. Oh, I feel free. I love Christ. I love my Creator.
Okay.
Maybe I might go out behind the barn like a child and drink corn liquor or coffee and smoke those nasty.
Okay, Brett, we have another caller. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you. I appreciate that. Are we still on? All of a sudden, everything gets quiet. Oh, okay. Thank you, Fred. Kim and I hear from Fred in Michigan. I have relatives in Michigan.
Yeah, hi, Al. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Good evening, Fred.
All right, great. Good evening to you. The solution to the corporatization of us, as I describe myself, a private, non-corporate, non-juristic, non-debtor, non-domestic, non-legal, rare earth soul man, on the soil, the solution to corporatization of us all on our real property is what's called the Security Agreement Indemnity Bond Financing.
Okay, hold on. We're going to break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
People love love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some joint aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tonight we're talking about the corporate beast that surrounds us all today. Food, water, drugs, vaccines, chemtrails, all of this is coming from this same legal construct called the corporation. We had a caller from Fred in Michigan. And Fred, you were talking about a personal solution, but that's really not going to stop the fact that they're poisoning our water, they're poisoning our food. This is a bigger problem. We're going to have to take on this huge beast called the corporate construct and somehow start challenging their charters, because they so far are getting by with all kinds of insanity, like the whole transhumanism, all of the poisoning of the planet, and the government isn't stopping them somehow. The living men and women are going to have to find a way to put an end to this unaccountable corporate construct. Don't you agree?
I do. We have to become aggressively active, assertively active at the local and state levels. That's where it all starts.
Well, that's where that's where the corporate charters sit. You know, I'd like to see more of us start going after those charters, Fred. I mean, how bad are we going to let them behave before we try to stop them?
In fact, speaking of charters, I just really quickly want to simply re-mention the security agreement indemnity bond financing statement legal document process.
Well, you know what, Fred? That's not what we're talking about tonight. Maybe that would be better for a different show.
Well, let me mention this.
If you don't mind. Because tonight we're talking about the corporate construct and the legal fiction that's calling itself corporations.
Yeah, and I, you know, when you originated this broadcast, immediately Larkin, Texas's stellar intel data on communitarianism just smacked me up the side of the head because, for instance, on the U.S. Supreme Court, there's this woman, Elena Kagan. I'm looking at her picture right now, and all I can tell you is here's what she did at the Harvard Law School when she became its dean after graduating some other law school, or maybe it was Harvard. It doesn't say exactly. This was done by Alan Gottlieb, and the title of it is The Kagan Deception, Subversion on the Supreme Court. So what Kagan, Elena Kagan, did as dean of Harvard Law School, she terminated constitutional law curricula classes and substituted, as required curricula studies, international law. Now, international law is Talmudic law. Lark in Texas has proved that from A to Z with almost innumerable citations from way back when, you know, in more recent times, starting with Francis Lieber's code and the General Orders 100 and advancing from there in all of its manifestations with a perpetual state of emergency, emergency powers deriving from various declarations of emergency, like war on cancer, war on poverty, etc.
We've talked about that on our show, and that is on my website, and I do believe that's also explained in Lawfully Yours, how we're in a permanent state of national emergency, and they know it. I don't. We did a show on gaslighting that is being done by some of these quote constitutional attorneys, and I even had one make a comment on my website saying that, well, we've only been under state of emergency since the Patriot Act, and I blasted him back and said, look again, it was officially launched in 1933, and it's been in place for 83 years.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and that, I remember reading with my own eyes the executive orders that have been implemented pursuant to those declarations.
Yes, hold on. We're going to go for a break. This is a long one. People, get a cup of coffee or a drink if you want. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back. We are talking to Fred from Michigan. Fred, we do have another caller. Would you like to kind of wrap it up?
Yeah, Al, what we have to do, obviously, is focus on the invalidness of all of these purportedly valid contracts, whether they be the local city, county charters, the state charter. None of us were ever afforded any opportunity of informed consent authorization pursuant to full disclosure. There's never been full disclosure, okay, on any of this, and including the monetary system. And, you know, Ron Paul had it right. We have to end the Fed. We have to end the IRS. We have to reestablish a substantive monetary system, gold and silver coins, for instance. And, you know, and then we're just going to have to attack everything else on the basis that it's fraudulent.
Well, thanks for sharing that. As I've told many people, that's easier said than done, but it is true. It is true. If we could get an honest money system, it would go a long way for fixing everything. Okay, thank you so much, Fred, for calling in. We have Pat from Fort Worth. Good evening, Pat.
Hi. Well, most of the time, you people are over my head, but I think Fred's last statement it summed up most of my thoughts. A corporation's to make money, we thought, because of the IRS. Okay, so what if we just had something else, like fair tax, where everybody paid a fair share, not flat, Because if you have a flat, you don't get rid of the IRS. It's still there. They'll give you both of them, you know. But the point is that, I just think that they're out of control. Foundations are out of control. What does a little person like me do who knows nobody who could form a class action lawsuit or something? I'll tell you what, it's very powerful. It's the Word of God. And the other guy, he's trying to get in, I think, but I don't think he ever did. But if you really hear God and know what God thinks about things, which we should, and I'm not saying we're always right. We misinterpret him, you know. But I have found out that the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, which means a lawyer or anybody, and it works. And God has something to say about almost everything in the Bible. I don't know. I don't know if anybody else knows. I think they do, and I hear people, they know what the Bible says, but they don't realize that when they actually say the Word of God to God, he said, "Remind me of my word." It's like bringing the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah before him. They went down to see what was going on. So that's what we have to do, and it works. I've seen all kinds of things happen by the inspired word of God.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we're going to need more than that if we're going to bring these corporations under control. We are going to have to start going after charters, people. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's another thing too. The contract he mentioned. I think it was in the paper today that watch out for signing contracts that doctors try to get you to sign one that you will never try to sue them or anything to use their services.
Aren't they cute?
That's probably a scripture. I'm going to work on that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, they
but anyway,
are.
You really know how to bring out the discussions that can make me interested. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Don't you love it? Oh, my gosh. I'll see you if you sign a contract saying no matter what harm I cause you, you won't sue me, okay? I mean, are we all going to be that dumb? Oh, but I like my doctor. I mean, I've had these conversations with him, but he's really nice. And I'm like, what are you signing? He doesn't even understand. You know what, people, these doctors, when you go into their offices, they have all of these documents at their little front, you know, office people give you to sign. The physicians are clueless as to what's on those documents. Clueless. I mean, I went to dinner with a physician and his general office manager, and we were talking about Medicare, and he said, well, he wasn't happy with Medicare, and she looked at him and she said, but you signed a contract, you can't get out of Medicare without giving them 2 years notice. And he looked at her and he said, what? And she said, don't you remember? And I went, oh my gosh. So these are everywhere, people. These contracts, we're getting bombarded with them. They're written by lawyers, written in language we don't understand. I'd love to see people go back and listen to the show we did or read Woe Unto You Lawyers. Read that, because they write all of these contracts. They write all these applications. They use language we don't understand. And then we're told, you know, either take it or leave it. Sign it and agree to terms you don't know, or we're not going to see you. Now, that's how bad things are. That's how, what a nightmare these bar attorneys have created. Okay, we have another caller. This one is from California. Good evening, John.
Hello there, Al.
Hi.
How you doing? I apologize. I've had your show on since it started, and I've heard bits and pieces of it. And I was just hoping you could be a little bit more definitive in what you expect us to be doing in terms of challenging corporations. I just didn't quite put that together. Is that related to something that you've written on your website or something, or what?
Have you read Lawfully Yours?
Yes.
Okay. Because, you know, there's a couple ways we're going to have to deal with this. And all these contracts, we're going to have to start restricting our signature. The other thing is, It's going to take more than that. Let's just say we managed to extract ourselves from a lot of this insanity. But it's not going to protect our food. It's not going to protect the water in your community. Right now, in my state, Ohio, in 1970, the legislature was convinced to order that all municipalities fluoridate their water. That right. went across my state, and that was done in 1970. And so far, we've been unable to turn it around. They won't even listen to us. So what are we going to do? We're going to have to go after corporate charters. I do know people who are working on that. And one of the hopeful parts of taking that approach is when you look at their corporate charters, and I have seen some. If you haven't, I suggest you go see if you
can. No, I haven't.
Okay. If you look at the corporate charters, nowhere on any of them, because they're fictitious, right? We know that. There are
Which corporations are you talking about, Al?
Any corporation, city corporations or private, doesn't matter.
There okay, like the water district or something like that in your particular case, right?
Well, in my it would be the municipality who has the water. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Now, if you look, and incidentally, I live near Columbus, Ohio, and just this last year they redid their corporate charter. Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I may have to tune back in. I just got a notice that there was a crash. Let's see what happens here. And so they were on the air talking about renewing their corporate charter, John. But you know what? There was the public wasn't involved. They're restructuring how they're going to do business for all of the people who live in Columbus, Ohio. The public wasn't involved. The public wasn't invited for input. The public gave no input. No input would have been heard from the public. That's what I'm trying to get people to understand. They're functioning outside our purview.
So now, what you're saying is it probably was, I'm guessing that it was probably discussed at a city council meeting, right?
They don't have a choice right now with fluoridation. Yeah, they do. They discuss what they're going to do with their charter at their city council meeting. They vote on it. I'm not invited. I don't get a vote. Even if I was there, I wouldn't get a vote. But what you look at, if you pull up their charters, there's no mention of living men and women. And that's the Achilles heel. They have no authority to harm living men and women. No corporation does. So by resurrecting ourselves from the dead, we can go after them. Because if they cause physical harm to living men and women, think about it now, they're acting outside their corporate charter, which makes them personally liable for what they're doing. Does that make sense?
Well, I think you've answered my question. I've got a better idea of what you're aiming at. In 2004, I spent about 6 months going to every city council meeting in Rancho Cucamonga, and I said a few words about the war in Iraq and was not received too favorably, and I said some words about illegal immigration, and that was not received too favorably, and pretty much I was the pariah of these meetings, you know,
okay.
And...
Do you know why?
But all that aside.
No, wait. Let's back up.
Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, let's back up because the listeners need to hear that. You went with all your good intentions to express
right.
yourself. Now,
right.
there's nothing wrong with that in my book. That, absolutely, you pay the people taxes. You would think you'd be able to talk, right? Not true.
No,
you are
I wouldn't have quit it that way, but yeah.
You're at their business meeting. You are a guest at their corporate business meeting. That is why they will tell you you can speak for 3 minutes. That is why they won't answer your question. That is why you are merely a guest at their business meeting, and they will tell you how they want you to behave. If you don't behave the way they say, they will have you removed.
Well, in San Bernardino County... some of us who were following some of the corruption very closely, me and several other engineers on a particular project, we noticed that there was a big flap 1997 or 98 when one fellow went into the Board of Supervisors meetings. They meet on Tuesday mornings. How handy that is, huh? And he, I guess he overstayed his 3 minutes. That was the official reasoning given for what they did to him. Apparently the sheriff was involved. The judge in the courtroom was involved.
Yes.
Where he was taken, and he was right. In jail for a year and a half for speaking too long. I guess actually he was speaking on some corruption and some land deal that the Board of Supervisors was involved in, and they didn't like that, and it had nothing to do with the amount of time he took. They could have just had a cop escort him to the door, but, you know.
I've got another caller, John, but, yep, that's
okay.
Exactly right, and I'm glad you brought that up. People, if you go to these meetings, you will quickly see you're a guest at their business meeting. It's their building. You're a guest. They will allow you to speak in a certain way for a certain amount of time. They won't answer your questions. Then they'll dismiss you. And that should tell you they do not believe they work for you. They don't. They work for that city corporation.
Yeah, that's okay. What I do all along. But thanks anyway. Okay.
Okay, bye. We have one more caller. Chris, we have just probably enough time for one call. How are you doing tonight?
Well, good evening, Miss Al.
Hi.
You know, you're talking about striking a blow against the corporations. I think I may have laid a fairly sound trail of crumbs for doing just that.
Good.
I've had some criminazis, zone Nazis, posting my house. I had one today after I've served them multiple requests for production of the contract, requests for production of what they claim binds me, a natural man. I've sent them affidavits of status, all kinds of lawful notification letters to set the stage for this, and I've served the two in particular, the chief or the head city councilman for the Clark County Commissioners and the one for our so-called zone of control, Chris G. and Cugliani, and Mr. Jason Al Swing, the head of not only the Zoning Enforcement Board, but also the head of the Animal Control Board. How appropriate.
Oh, my. You know, and those zoning boards, Chris, here anyway, my husband and I just watched this, and we just think they're polluted with corruption. They zone this for their friends, and they deny zoning for, oh, my gosh, it's a real hornet's nest, I think.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I understand because I beat them before in Arizona.
Good.
You won't beat them in local courts, of course, but going to the federal courts of appeals, not this court here that's so corrupt in Las Vegas, because this one is abjectly a cesspool of criminal corruption, bribery. It's well known. There's publications on the San Francisco Examiner, the Ninth Circuit, where they publish all the criminal activity of judges here in Las Vegas because they won't publish it here in the local media. Of course, protecting and covering up for their buddies. But I will be suing them under Title 42, 1983 suit, a Bivens action, and 1961-18 under RICO fraud and extortion because I have a classic antique collectible 1957 Dodge D500 Hemi two-door hardtop, no post, sitting in my front yard that he claims because it's on two jack stands, which the tires are not off the ground. They're merely to take the weight of the motor off those tires because they collapse in this desert sun.
Right.
And there's one right next door. It happens to be a Hispanic that's way hiked up on one jack stand that he hasn't given any issue to. So therefore, he's discriminating and targeting me specifically. And that is going to make a huge civil rights lawsuit against the county and making them culpable, liable, and suitable for criminality and trespass on private property. He trespassed for the last time. Felony criminal complaint of trespass against this Mr. Brooks, supposedly.
Well, I wish you luck, Chris. We're going to have to wind down. Let me know how that works out because we're going to have to start fighting these people. They are getting, they're incredibly parasitic, and they think they can get by with anything. So unless we stand up, things aren't going to get better. Thank you so much, Chris. I'm going to have to wrap it up, though. We're reaching the end. I'd also like to see someone, I know Chris is gone, but I hope he's still listening. I'd also like to see someone take on these permits, these building permits. These guys, oh, don't get me started. I mean, I've seen where they've come in and said, well, this wasn't permitted. You have to tear it down. When it was there, when you bought the property, this is nuts. Okay, people, well, this was kind of lively. I hope you got something from it. I hope you got a better understanding of the corporation. But we need to keep in our mind, in our hearts, that a better world is possible. Please stay tuned and listen to the imaging, the wonderful music of Inca Gold, as we image together the world that we know our children deserve, the world we want, the world that has happiness and joy. That's the direction I think we all need to be going. Get that affixed in our heads. And thank you for tuning in. And we'll be back next week.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.